Brookings.
Good morning, Brookings.
How are you? Good morning, Brookings.
Good morning, Brookings.
How are you today, Portsis?
Well, we are doing pretty good.
It is the daughter's first day on the radio.
Yes, absolutely.
So I don't know about you, Zoe, but I know that I have a date for New Year's Eve, and it's on December 31st, if you didn't know that.
I did know that.
You have a date?
I have a date, and it's on December 31st, like it is every year.
Okay, FOMO Nation, this is news to Mama Bear here.
Well, good for you. So tell us what you guys did for Christmas. It's kind of an exciting week.
We sat in the Tun House and just bonded. Played.
We made bonding. A special meal.
We had fondue and lobster tails.
Yes.
On Christmas Day. Yes.
Yum. Well, what did we do, Isabella?
We played lots of board games.
We did do lots of board games. Yeah.
Lots of board games. Played some Mario.
Did you get a good gift?
I did. I got some new headphones and got some clothes.
Okay. Yeah. So our viewers don't know exactly who you are. So can you introduce yourself and tell everybody what you're up to?
Yeah. So my name is Isabella, and I am a freshman at Baylor University. Stay tuned on January 1st, New Year's Day. Got the big bowl game in New Orleans.
The Sugar Bowl.
Sugar Bowl. They made it to the Sugar Bowl this year. I am a political science major on the pre-law track.
And I am here representing our beloved South Dakota State University.
Yay!
I am a freshman this year, majoring in communication studies and minoring in Spanish as a foreign language.
So, yeah, we thought, what more special thing to do with both of our kiddos in town for the holiday break than put them on the spot, wake them up early, and put them on the show. They're going to actually do the show. So should we start with a dad joke? And you guys are in charge.
And wait, I do have another daughter, and I tried to rope her into this. And the second daughter said, not going to happen.
We'll bring the other kids.
Like, all
we'll
right,
do the other kids another
fine.
Time.
The second children can
yes,
come next.
Yes.
Okay. So.
We already did the dad joke
of
the
day. Was that the dad joke?
That was the dad joke of the day.
What was the dad joke of the day?
She has
I missed
a date.
It.
I have a date.
It's December 31st.
It's December 31st.
Okay. Oh, my gosh.
You think I have a date?
That's a good pun, Isabella.
So tell everybody what's going on.
What's going on?
We still have the garden glow going on. We also have the Festival of Trees display and competition.
Vote for the Tun Bigger Tree.
Yes.
So the Festival of Trees is at the Brookings Community Arts
Council. Yep.
Brookings Arts Council, downtown across from the Children's Museum, if you want to know where to go to look for those trees.
Oh, and Zoe, I want you to talk about Tuesday because I thought of you.
Tuesday we have auditions for BCT's spring show.
Keep going.
Last roundup of the Guacamole Queens.
Isn't that the most interesting
thing?
That
is really cool.
Something to do with guacamole that is Tuesday, December 28th.
So it's two nights of auditions. So if you are a thespian and you want to get involved in the local community theater,
yeah, I love that.
Tell them what dates again.
Tuesday, December 28th, 2021.
And Wednesday.
And Wednesday as well. Yes. And this takes place at Grace Point Wesleyan Church.
Good job.
From 6:30 p.m. to 8 p.m.
Perfect. Perfect. So also on Tuesday at our favorite place, Wooden Legs, is
Trivia Tuesday.
Woo! So, of course, that's ongoing. Starts at 7:30. Tables are limited, so go grab your seat. Get there early.
And if singing's your thing, like Zoe Tun, where should they go on Tuesday?
I'm just the daughter of karaoke prodigy. I can't help it.
Zoe, I think that we should karaoke together sometime.
Absolutely.
We could be the daughters of the
Absolutely.
FOMO show.
Tuesday.
Already coined the phrase.
Tuesday, we also have karaoke at the Lodge. Mm-hmm. This is 8:30 to 9:30, and it's at the Lodge.
Yeah, near Econo Lodge.
Yes. Oh, got it.
Yep.
So on Wednesday, Isabella, what's also taking place at Wooden Legs?
We have Wall Street Wednesday. It takes place on Wednesday, obviously, and it's from 7 to 8 p.m. at Wooden Legs.
Awesome. So this last week, I'm going to talk about our last day at the VFW.
I know,
we called
so
bingo.
Sad.
It was so fun. It was packed. I think it was the most people ever.
I think it was our biggest bingo, right?
I think we had like 70.
68?
It was like almost
so
70
many.
People.
So many.
It was absolutely crazy. But that is always ongoing on Wednesdays at the VFW from 7 to about 9.
Mm-hmm. And then I don't see anything on Thursday because that's the day before New Year's Eve and nobody does anything, right?
Kind of everybody's prepping for their parties and stuff.
Speaking of New Year's Eve, there's some fun parties. You guys tell them about the fun parties.
So some of the fun parties Kim Tun is referring to. Sparkle and cheer. It's the new year. This is New Year's from 7 p.m. to January 1st at 1 a.m. at
the new
Mosaic Wine Bar.
Ooh, yeah. That's exciting.
We also have two fat guys live at the Wild Hare on Friday, December 31st from 9 p.m. to January 1st at 1 a.m. at the Wild Hare.
And just a full disclosure, fat is with a P-H.
P-H-A-T.
Yes. Yes.
So they're going to be good.
How large they are, but they're fat with a P-H. And so, then there's one that didn't make it on here because I got it last minute, but the in Volga, gosh, what's the name of that place? The barn out there.
Oh, sure. I know what you're talking about.
They are having a New Year's Eve karaoke.
Ooh,
yes.
Fun.
It'll come to me. I just can't remember the name of it right now.
And, you know, FOMO Nation, it's not too late. People are going to be looking at our website. So if you have a New Year's event that you want to get added, FOMOshow605.com, there is a link. Make sure to get it added so people can find it.
Yes, and you know what we haven't talked about yet?
What?
Our banner behind us.
I know. It's
I
so
just
excited.
Realized, like, we've had it up here for a few weeks now, and I do want to talk about that because it's a kind of a dream of ours to have an actual logoed banner, and I want to point out the people that made that possible are Stein Sign
Display.
They do most of the
Radio.
Signage in Brookings, and so they're kind of the go-to person. And we reached out and asked for support, and they sponsored that sign. So we're going to take it everywhere with us.
Yeah, we are.
And Emily might want to tell you about something she's cooking up for the new year. Like, because 2022, we're about to close out the FOMO 2021.
We are. It's kind of crazy. This is our 22nd episode.
Yeah.
But in 2022, we are going to bring you the FOMO foodies.
Yeah.
So we are going to start doing some lives with some chefs around town showing you how they cook up their specials in the kitchen, and we are super excited to bring that to you.
Yeah, Emily had such a good idea and called me and was so excited because, you know, you can have FOMO on events, right?
Oh, yeah.
You can have FOMO on food. You can have FOMO on sales.
Everything.
I mean, everything, really. So we thought, well, let's add a little dimension to the show.
That's
because,
right.
You know, it gets cold here and there's not as much to do. We'll still talk about all that on our show.
Don't you worry. This will be something in addition to that.
This will be an additional thing. And so if you feel like you've been missing out, I feel like not everybody knows all the really neat home places that we have to
eat.
I know. So if you're a restaurateur, reach out to us. If you want us to feature somebody, put it in the comments.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're just kind of building this as we go with Emily's idea. So look for more on that in 2022.
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
Also, upcoming, I wanted to talk about this. So the Brookings Optimist Club is looking to expand to the Volga area. As you guys know, they do quite a lot for our community, for the kiddos. One of the biggest things that Isabella is very aware of was, what did we do every year down at the pond?
We went fishing.
Fishing.
Yeah.
We went fishing.
And the fishing tournament.
So I have so many pictures of Isabella doing their free fishing weekend where they stock that pond. That's just one of the many events that the Optimist Club does. But on the 5th of January, so it's a little bit in the future at 5 p.m., at 5:30 Deer Pass, Sally Dam Norby is going to have a little meeting. So looking to charter out to some of those outlying areas and get that rolling.
Yeah, and if you don't know what they do, they do. They also do the concession stands at all the games.
Concession
and
stands.
All the athletics for our kids. They're heavily involved in the high schoolers. They give out scholarships.
Lots
That's a
of
big
scholarships.
Part of their programming. They're a membership-based organization, so they're just looking to add more outreach to the Volga area. So thank you for reaching out. Stuff like that, we're happy to raise awareness on if we can help. So you can have FOMO on giving back, right?
Yeah, you can.
I mean, so this, if you have an idea or if you need help, this is, you know, don't hesitate to reach out, FOMOshow605.com. Do you have a message for everybody in the new year, Zoe Tun?
I think I do.
Oh.
My message to everyone for the new year is YOLO.
YOLO. Oh.
That's all.
YOLO.
YOLO.
YOLO. Another fun YOLO. Acronym. Yeah.
That means you only live once.
Yes.
For everyone who is not aware.
YOLO and FOMO. I love it. You guys can have a YOLO show.
We can have the YOLO show.
Can we have one at Baylor and here?
Yeah. We can go live from the various events. We could take over.
This apple does not fall far from the tree right here.
Zoe and I could go live for FOMO, for the FOMO show, doing things that YOLO.
YOLO. Yeah, you guys are right in the YOLO.
Well, I know that that is my New Year's resolution.
I've never heard this out of your mouth before, so I love that you waited till live to do it.
Isabella, how about you?
Just remember that even if you are not in Brookings, you can still stay tuned for the FOMO show.
Yes! Yeah. Tell them the website. It. Let's see how good we are.
FOMOshow605.com.
Yes. Ooh, and follow us on Instagram, Facebook, like, share. Thanks for the support in 2021.
Yes.
And Emily's other exciting announcement is she's going to get us all on Snapchat.
Oh, yes, I am.
All right. Thanks for listening. Tell them all.
Have a good year. Oh, what's going on? Right on.